Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Barbara Lyon Stewart, who is an architect who's just recently published a book. Barbara, how you doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Kemp. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, you've published a book called Flooring Psych, and we'll get into that in just a minute. Just a little background. You are an architect. How many years have you been practicing?
Well, decades. I started out working at firms like SOM and Ellerbe as an architect. And then switched into interior design, corporate interiors, and working for larger firms.
All right. Well, you sent me a couple of copies of your book. I haven't sat down and read all the way through, but it's about 200 pages. And it's very interesting because the subject is flooring. And in this book, you try to teach other practitioners, other designers, some of the things that you've learned about flooring and using the right flooring.
A lot of information out there, especially with evidence-based design, which for the last 10 years has produced thousands of studies that the healthcare design community in particular is using in their design process, and other disciplines like biophilia and environmental psychology, applied psychology, neuroscience. There's a lot of information about how the environment affects us, but a lot of that's theory. And so I needed to get down to practical principles that I could apply in my own practice, and since then have been able to advise other architects and designers how to apply for exactly what do you do in a design meeting today when you don't want to do a whole lot of research and yet you want to be aware of how your designs affect people psychologically and physically. So it's a very practically oriented book.
Really neat because it's got some illustrations in it. So not only do you say it, you show it. And you've quoted some, you know, people that we all know about, you know, Bill McDonough, several people that are considered to be the opinion leaders in this area of biophilia and sustainable design. So how did you decide to write a book?
A few years ago when I was consulting with Kaiser Permanente on two medical centers and getting into the world of healthcare. And so I thought, well, I'd like to speak at the healthcare design conference because I really did want to spread the message that when we can incorporate research in the design process and design based upon the patterns and relationships found in the most nurturing environments in nature and according to human instinct, then we can reduce stress and improve health. And that's the message I wanted to get out. So I thought, instead of designing according to human instinct instead of human ego, because there's a lot of human ego. Architects and designers will get into their profession because they want to design. And novelty and originality is stress. And yet novelty and originality have absolutely nothing to do with what's healthiest for people. I mean, that would be a gigantic coincidence. So I started consulting in the healthcare community and wanted to speak at the healthcare design conference. You mentioned who I quoted, and I've quoted a lot of current thought leaders, but I also have a lot of quotes stemming back a couple thousand years, people throughout history, and I believe all of that's confirmation that if some ideas have lasted for thousands of years or even hundreds of years and are confirmed by current research and modern thought leaders, then those are ideas that we should know about as designers and specifiers and be able to practically apply. So I thought, well, I think I'll write a book about it. So that's why I decided to write this book called Flooring Psych, How to Avoid Literally Slipping and Tripping Through Life.
Actually, you talked about that ego thing because you quoted somebody on that and says, until you transcend the ego, you can do nothing but add to the insanity of the world. So I thought that was a really good quote.
Yes, there are some of the best quotes that I have in the book do come from sources outside the architecture and design profession. A lot of these are common principles based upon nature and human instinct.
Let's go to one in particular. I mean, yeah, there's several pages in here that talk about healthcare and design and what's good and what's wrong. But one of the things you say early in the book that I thought was very interesting, explain to our listeners why wood flooring is one of the best types of flooring.
When we get back to human instinct, it's a change of thinking. It's moving the design thinking from a creative innovation-based thinking to more of an instinctive experiential thinking. Let's get back to the cavemen. Let's get back to our ancestors wandering in the wilderness and what meant safety to them and what didn't, because the most nurturing natural environment, you think of a beautiful forest in springtime, the sky is blue, the birds are chirping, we walk outside and we're happy. Versus you walk into the fog that's gray, so think of, translate that into concrete environments, or you walk into the snow where you'd have real trouble finding anything nurturing there, surviving in the Arctic, and think of all the white projects that are designed. So it's the warmer, nurturing springtime environment. So therefore, getting back to your question, Kemp, in terms of wood flooring feels very natural to us. It's not artificial. I mean, until just 100 years ago. I mean, really, it's the 20th century that we introduced a lot of different flooring types and materials. And before that, wood flooring was the primary flooring material. And even today, if you watch any house hunters, flipping houses, any of those programs, the real estate agents will immediately say what people want are hardwood floors, neutral walls, and white ceilings. And that's one of the relationships that you find in nature. So that all gets back to how we feel most comfortable in nature translates into comfort in our interior environment. And so what's interesting to me is that seeing all of the different flooring types and products these days that are simulating wood floors. Obviously, hardwood floor is here to stay. But whether we're talking vinyl or plastic laminate, the thousands of products available in wood patterns, people are feeling this and instinctively understand this, even if they're not expressing it.
And there's actually two reasons for wood flooring that you point out in this book. One is what you say about, you know, the whole caveman, you know, we like to touch nature. This is a natural product. And that's one reason. The second reason is it's dark. And you point out if we go back to that instinctiveness of being in that environment, they like a darker floor and a lighter ceiling. So as I was reading that, I was thinking, I guess beige carpet doesn't make us feel naturally at home.
No, that's true. And I've termed that the monochromatic bubble. One of my concepts, so one of my chapters in the book is about the concept called light is up.
Yeah,
where
right.
When you're out in nature, even on a foggy day, the ground is the darkest and the sky is the lightest. Mm-hmm. And that's the relationship that makes us feel most grounded and most comfortable. And that relationship always translated into interiors, also until the 20th century when we can do anything and we're looking for novelty and originality. And then one example I use in the book is in the space station, the early NASA space station sending astronauts up. And of course, they were surrounded by light gray because it was all metal and there was no gravity. So there was no down. There was no Earth. So everything was gray. And I think the second mission back, the astronauts said they wanted one of those planes to be the ground. One of those planes should be darker than all the other planes because then that just gave them a better feeling for where they should be and how their body should be placed and they felt more comfortable. Now, I thought that was a fascinating example to hear. And something that's based upon nature on Earth is even affecting us instinctively moving into outer space. So, you know, going back to actually hardwood floors, whether it's wood or another material, is something that really feels great to the majority of people.
All right. Well, let me just tell you, this book, it's a very quick read, and it has all kinds of great information, not only about textures, but about colors and about the whole, you know, interior room and setting it up so that the human or the inhabitant feels more comfortable. Just real quickly, those people that are interested in and maybe sampling a chapter of this book, how can they find more information about it?
Just 3 days ago, the book went up for sale on Amazon, and anyone who'd like to download a free chapter on my website, www.architecturaldesignpsychology.com, you'll be able to download a free chapter and find out more about it.
All right, great. Well, it's good to talk to you, and good luck with this book and your continued research into making the right interior environments. Again, I've been talking to Barbara Lyon Stewart, an architect based in San Francisco, who's just recently published this book, Flooring Psych, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.